T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doug Deacon joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Deke, another game and another horrible performance by the offense.
Yeah, horrible. The Ravens beat us at our own game. They somehow intimidated us out of running the football, and we weren't having a lot of success, but, you know, you've got to stay with, you know, what your strength is, and we got away from it.
I agree with you, Deke. I mean, Nick Chubb, and even on the last drive, like, I don't understand why D'Ernest Johnson is in the game. I got my two best players in Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. If Kareem Hunt's hurt, I know you're throwing the ball. Okay, Nick Chubb can catch a pass. I want him out there. I love D'Ernest. Nice player. I don't want him out there on the final drive. They got away from the run. There was no excuse for that. They were never down more than 10 the whole night.
No, I mean, one of the things that I always liked about Kyle Shanahan when he was coaching here, you know, he could be down by 15 points, but he'd get you back in the game by running the football. And I think, you know, yesterday they just bailed on it a little. You know, they brought everybody up to the line of scrimmage, and they ran a lot of run blitzes, and some of them were very well timed. But, you know, if that's your strength, you got to play to it.
Doug, how big a loss is the Conklin injury? I mean, he's out for the season, and certainly it affected the run game yesterday with not having him out there.
Well, I not only the run game, the pass game, because all of a sudden you're keeping a running back in sometimes to help out over there, or a tight end chip. You're taking a receiver out of the passing game, and that's a big loss, because, you know, Conklin is a guy that, you know, he can handle anybody in the league, and when he went down, that was a big blow to him.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon. Deke, the Browns have to go at least 4-1, I would say, to make the playoffs. Maybe 5-0. They have no easy games left on the schedule. They do have 3 of 5 at home. Is there any chance this team's going to win 4 games?
Well, I mean, the one thing you hope for is, you know, when a team has a bye week, when they come out of the bye week, you know, they self-scout, and sometimes they, improve vastly. But, right now, I'm not sure if, you know, we've got to just, you know, find out what we do best and continue to do it. And yesterday, we just, like we said, you know, we bailed in that running game, and that just, you know, got us behind. And the defense, you know, I thought they played hard. And when you get 4 interceptions, you would, I think Jimmy gave a stat, teams were 0-26 or something like that when, you know, the quarterback had 4 interceptions. But we kind of changed the odds or the numbers on that one yesterday.
Yeah, it is amazing because, I mean, you had every opportunity. Lamar Jackson was playing as bad as he could play. But in the end, he made plays when it mattered, and Baker didn't.
Yeah, and I don't know how you lose Mark Andrews. I mean, you know that's his go-to guy, and they just, you know, lost him in the back end of the secondary, and, you know, that just, big plays like that just break your back in a game like that.
You talked about the identity of this team, and what is it right now? Like, does this team, they're searching for one. I thought it was the run game. Now it appears to be the defense, maybe, that they can hang their hat on, like, because offensively, I don't see any sort of identity.
Well, I think what you just said was we lack consistency. Mm-hmm. I mean, some games we run the ball well, and, you know, but, you know, by the same token, Tennessee ran for about 250 yards on New England yesterday, but New England, you know, clocked them pretty good. So it doesn't always work that way, but, you know, with this football team, because, you know, we're basically a play action, you know, run first, play action off of it. And, you know, if we have to sit back there and just, take it in the shotgun and throw it, 20, 25, 30 times, that's not our strength.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deek. And, Deek, overall the defense played really well. You talked about losing Mark Andrews in that one play. But overall the defense played a great game. Myles Garrett, as usual, was a big factor. On the one play where they got that touchdown, he kind of daps up, fist bump, handshake, whatever it was. I don't even remember now. Lamar Jackson. A lot of fans went nuts about that. They didn't like it. He talked about it after the game. He said, hey, it's sportsmanship. He made a great play. I gave him, whatever. But you're old school, Doug, obviously. You have a problem with that? I didn't. Do you have a problem with him doing that?
I think I played the Steelers 28 times in my career. Yeah. I never shook hands with any of them walking off the field. So, I mean, I guess I'm somewhat old school. I've played against friends, in games. And, you'll say something to them whatever. But, I don't have a problem with it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me being classy.
Doug Deacon with us on the hotline. Doug, let's talk about Baker Mayfield specifically and his injuries that he's battling right now. How bad is it for him, and how bad does it have to get for the Browns to go to Keenum?
Well, I think, we're getting to the point where, depending on our record and what, happens in the next couple games, if we find that we're, not going to be able to make the playoffs, then I think, you immediately say, hey, let's get ready for next year and try to get Baker back and healthy. Mm-hmm. But, I give him credit for, being tough. And, there was a couple times yesterday I thought, he missed it, or there was some wide, he'd have two receivers on one side and he'd throw to the one that was covered. And, I don't know if that was where his reads took him. First, there was some decision making because I think he knows he's got to get rid of the ball fast because he can't take the hits.
Yeah, and his decision making, frankly, people have made the injuries. I think everybody's hurt. Deke, his decision making for most of the season has often been poor. Is that fair?
Yeah, and I think he's made a conscientious effort to cut down on the interceptions because those were killing him early on in his career. But, in doing so, you got to get rid of the ball because, he's not Lamar Jackson. He's not going to take off and run for 15 yards. So, he's got to make quick decisions and get the ball out of his hands. We've given up quite a few sacks for, what we've invested in our offensive line, which, either the receivers aren't getting open, the quarterback's holding the ball too long, or the offensive line is, having breakdowns.
We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deek, Kevin Stefanski was asked last night and again today about giving up the play calling duties. I have been against this all along, but I've kind of come around on it. With 2 weeks to go, the team was such a mess that 12 men on the field after two timeouts. I mean, the whole thing was this team seems very disorganized and lacking leadership right now. I think it would be a good idea to give Alex Van Pelt the play calling. What do you think, and why do you think he won't do it?
Well, I mean, I think he wants to be responsible for what's happening out there in a lot of ways. And obviously, he feels this is his offense and this is the way we're going to run it. But, with that said, like you said, there was 10 men on the field after a timeout. I mean, you shouldn't have that. And, somebody has to be the organizational person as well as the play caller. So, I don't know, if in his mind, it's a comfort level or, he feels that he's best equipped for the knowledge of what, he's trying to run. You go down with your ship. And, it kind of happened yesterday. They went down with the ship.
Deek, good stuff, man. We appreciate the time as always. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Doug.
Okay.
Doug Deacon, Browns analyst with us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.